this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moen, Imi Marasi, Sheyichyu, and Lili Nishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Rav Shmuel, Maris Chana, Bas Chana, Maris Atachana, Bas Meir Zev, and L'schus Refuas, Rav Moshe Ben Rezo, Rav Yitzchak Ben Brocha, Rav Moshe Ben Malka, Yaakov Tzvi, Ben Naomi Sara, Sarah Leib Bas Rivka, Rav Yosef, Rav Moshe Chaim. They should all have Refuas Shlema, B'soch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. We're going to be discussing the sugi of Eid Echad B'makom Bailim. We'll be gathering Amanus HaBailim based on a beautiful article written by the late Rosh Yeshiva Yeshivas Chevron Rav Avram Farbstein Zatzal, which was printed in the Yeshurun Torah Journal. Yeshurun is one of the, maybe the most chashuv, it's hard to say the most chashuv, there are numerous chashuv Torah journals, but definitely one of the most prominent and well-done Torah journals that are around today. The Gemara in Gittin, and Daf Nadalad Amud Beis, says, Tanu Rabbanan Hayosim Obitairis, Ramah Tairis Hasisim Chanitmu Neaman. So if a person was dealing with pure things with his friend, and he says, you know, these Tairis I was taking care of, I was dealing with these pure things, you should just know they became Tameh, the food became Tameh, the Kelim became Tameh, whatever it was. If he says Nitmu, the Din is, says the Gemara in Gittin and Dalad Amud Beis, he's Neaman. But if he says Tairis Shasisim Chabiyom Ploni, Nitmu Eino Neaman. If he says that the Tairis that I did with you on this and this day became Tameh, he's not Neaman. Frek the Gemara, Maishna Reisha or Maishna Seifa. Why is the Reisha any different than the Seifa? Why in the Reisha is he yes believed to say that the Tyrus became Tameh? And why in the Seifa is he not believed to say the Tyrus became Tameh? Abai answers that Kol Shebiyado Naaman, that the Reisha is talking about its Biyado, it's in his hand. Since it's in his hand, it's within his capacity to be Mitameh, therefore he's believed to say that it's Tameh. And the Seifa, which says he's not Naaman, is when it's not Biyado. And if it's not Biyado, Mimele, he's not Naaman, because it's not in his hand, it's not in his capacity to be Mitameh. That's the klal of Biyado. The Gemara in Kiddushin on page 65b says, Amar Abayimaleid Achal Techele V'hol Shaisik Neaman. If one aide says to his fellow that, sorry to tell you, but you ate some chelev, and the other person is silent, Neaman, he's believed, and the person has to bring a carbon chatas. Amar lo, Eid Echad Nitmu Taro Secha V'hol Shaisik Neaman. If an aide Echad says that your tyrus became Tomei and he's silent, he's Neaman. The person is Naaman. Amar lo eid echad shorcha nirba. Your shor has been nirba, forbidden relations with a, God forbid, the human being. So v'hala shoysek Naaman. And then the person is silent, so he's Naaman. And the animal is killed. So you see in all these cases that an Eid Echad is Naaman. Tosis Dibur Maschil Amar Abai ask, L'chaira, these two sugyas are contradictory. In our sugya in Gittin, you see that Naamanus Eid Echad is only if it's Biyado. And the sugya in Kiddushin teaches us that even if it's not Biyado, as long as the other fellow is silent, he's Naaman. So which one is it? Is he Naaman as long as the other guy is silent, or does it have to be Biyado? Answers Tosfos, Amar Rabbeinu Tam Dehacha B'Makchisho. Here, we're talking about where he was Makchish, here in Gittin. Omer Eini Yodeya, or he says, I don't know. So in those cases, he's only Naaman because it's Biyado. Aval Hasim D'Shoisek Havei Kehoido. But there in Kiddushim, where he's silent, this shtika is interpreted as hodah. So if you have the hodah, then avada, he's believed, doesn't have to be biyado. And if he does, you don't have hodah, then it has to be biyado. If the other guy is either makhish or he says any odea, it has to be biyado, it has to be within his power to affect the impurity. Adkan midivrei Tosfos, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Sugya and Kiddushin learn that Das Rabbeinu Tam is that if it's not Biyado, then ein le'ed echad ne'emanus. If it's not biyado, an eid echad has no believability. Ve'ach di'im ha'baylim shoyskim amrinan d'shtikasam kehoido v'samchinan alayhu. If the baylim are shoysek, then the shtik is like a hoda, and who are we somechan? We're somechan the baylim. That's the way the Ramban and the Rashba learn pshat, the difference between the two Gemaras. They learn Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam is that if it's not biyado, Eid Echad doesn't have Ne'emanus. Therefore, in the Gemara, in Gittin, it has to be biyado. And in Kiddushin, the reason the Eidim have Ne'emanus is because there is a Shtika which is Kehoido, and we're Soimech on the Bailim, Ayin, Sham, Ramban, Rashba, Mashihikshu, Mikoyach, Zeh, Kama Kushos, Al Divrei Rabbeinu Tam. However, Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Samech Vav write on the Gemara that says Ibayilahu, a dilemma was raised before the rabbis. Ishtoi zinsa ve'eid echad v'shoisek mahu. If a husband is told by one witness that his wife had committed adultery and the husband remains silent, what is the halacha? Abaye omar, omar abaye ne'mon. Abaye says the witness is deemed credible. Rava omar einoi ne'mon. The witness is not deemed credible. Why? Because have a davar sheva erva. Ve'ein dabar sheva erva pachos mishnayim. And this Gemara frektosvis vim toimar kevin d'shoisek v'shtika koido damyo lama lo te'oser olav v'chilo yuchal la'asosa olav chatichat yisura. Since this person is shoisek, he's agreeable, and we know that shtika is kehoda. So why isn't she usher to him? Do we not say that a person can create a chaticha d'isur for himself? So he's shosek. So why don't we say shavin afshet chaticha d'isura, and his wife is going to be asura to him? That's Rava's kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha on Rava. Ve'ishlomer tekasava Rava the time of the shoysek mehimen lav mishum de shtika kahoida damya. The reason that a shoysek is believed is not because shtika is kahoida, ela mishum de ikar aglaim ledaver mehimni le. Bekevin shein esu mikoich edus habal ela mikoich edus eid lo mehimni le. The eid echad einoi neeman bedaver shebe erva. That according to Rava, the reason an Eid Echad is believed when the other person is Shosek is not because Shtika is Kehoida, but rather that because of that Shtika, there's Raglayim Ledavar Ledivrei Ha'Eid. And the Torah was Mechadesh that Eid Echad is Ne'eman b'makom sheyeshnam raglayim ledavar b'dvarav. So it emerges that the Eid is Ne'eman to Aser, but it is not strong enough b'makom davar sheba erva. So from Lashon of Tosu would appear that this is Das Rav, and Abai argues with him. And Abai holds that Shtika is Kehoda Gemura. And therefore, even Darvah Sheba Erva, there's going to be an Isser. That's the Mashimos of Lashon HaTosfos. That's how the Ma'arit learns in Tosfos. However, Milashon Tosu Sarosh, it's Mashma that the kulei alma, the shtika of the aid, is not keoda gemura. All it does is create a raglaim ladavra ladivrei ha'aid. And there's a machlokas, how much the Torah believed the aid, b'makom sheshnam raglaim ladavar mishtikas habal. And so is mavur in the Tosfos in Meseches Yevamos. What does Tosfos in Yevamos say? Perish kevin de shasik niraloi emes v'yodea ktsas sheyesh raglaim ledavar avalek lememer hoidom mamish sheyodea vadai dekein hu kevin du shosik kamoshim afarish rabbeinu tam me'ahu dekitin. So this shtika shows that there's a little bit of raglaim ladavar going on over here. That there's reason to believe what the aid is saying is true, but it's not mamisha hoda of the bailim, or of the baal, because he was shosek. It's not 100% hoda. And it's like Rabbeinu Tam explains that case in Gittin. What did Rabbeinu Tam say that we saw before? Dahacha. B'makhisho o'omer eini yodea. That here in Gittin, the reason it has to be biyado is because he's makhish, or he says, I don't know. But Hasim over there in Kedusha, it's shtika. And the shtika is like hoda. So, according to Tosfos here, even though Rabbeinu Tam says the shtika is like hoda, but it's not hoda mamish, which means that just because the baal is shosek, that doesn't mean that he's completely mode. What it does do is it gives the eid echad ne'amonus. It gives him his own ne'amonus. And that we say shtika koda is not hoda mamish, but rather nirlo emes v'yodea ktsas sheyesh raglaim ledavar. Since there's raglaim ledavar and it appears to the baal that it's emes, we give the aid echad ne'amanus v'samech on the edus of the aid echad. However, ikrim shel dvarim tzarech talmuds. We have to understand. Rabbeinu Tam learns that the Eidus of Eid Echad is relying on the Shtika of the Bailim. And we have to understand, how does the Shtika of the Bailim help? Even if they say, Beferish, that Raglaim Ladavar, that it makes sense to say that the Eid Echad is speaking the truth. Ein b'kach klum. That doesn't mean anything because there's no beirur here. There's no beirur that it's usur. And kol shekein, when they're shosek, when they're not explicitly giving their hodah, the bailim, it's just shtika. I quote the lashon of Tosfos, shemitocha nira shiraglayim ledavar. From this shtika, it would appear that there's raglaim ledavar. So, how does that help us make a beirur? How does the shtika, this is a big question, how does the shtika of an eid echad of the bailim make what the Eid Echad is saying into a beirur? How does that clarify that what the Eid Echad is saying is the truth? Even if they would explicitly say that there's raglaim ledavar because the Eid Echad, that shouldn't be enough. That's not mevar anything. It's only an Eid Echad. And certainly, when they don't say anything and it just looks like they're being shosek, and the Bailam assume that it's raglaim ledavar, How does that give a bearer to what the Eid Echad is saying? So we have to understand the sugya in Kiddushin, Achal Techelev, Nitmutar Osecha, Shorcha Nirba. In all those cases, how do we believe the Eid Echad? Because of the shtika of the Baalim. And we also have to understand Tosfos in Kiddushin Samech Vav. That Abaye says, Ishto zinsa be'eid echad v'shoisek. Abaye says Naaman, Rava says Eino Naaman. And then Tosfos asks on Rava, wait a second, Shtikas kehoda. So, isn't it Shavya Navshecha Tichat Yisura? And Tosfos says, no. It's not because Shtikas kehoda, it's just because it's Raglaim Ladavar. And since the Yisur isn't Mikoach Eidus Habal, and Mikoach Eidus Ha'eid, the Eid isn't believed, because one Eid isn't believed in Davar Shev'erva. So what does Abaye hold? Abaye obviously holds that Eid Echad is believed in the Davar Shev'erva. Right? There is Ne'amanus for the Eid Echad. But how do we give Ne'amanus for an Eid Echad? Just because the Bailim are Shosek, so they're Shosek, so what? Even if they would say explicitly Raglaim Ladavar, how is that going to help us? So you see in Rabbeinu Tam in Kiddushin, that as understood by Tosis in Yavamis, that an Eid Echad has Namanis because of the Shtika is speaking. What is the Shtika saying? The Shtika is saying, I trust the Eid. That there seems to be something going on over here. There's Raglaim Ladavar that something happened. So how's that a Beirur? How's that a Beirur that there's Raglaim Ladavar? That his Shtika says Raglaim Ladavar. So we want to understand Tosis, we want to understand Abaye. How you can trust in Eid Echad. So that's question number one. The Rabban and the Rashba hold, they argue with Rabbeinu Tam, and they hold that Ne'amanus of an Eid Echad is even if the Baalim say Eini Yodea, not only if they're Shosek, and even if they're Makchish. And if they're Makchish, what do we say? We say that the Eid isn't Ne'aman. But if he says Eini Yodea, the Eid is Naaman. And the Ramban and the Rashba were Matarets, the stira that seems to come out of the sugyas that we spoke about before. And we want to understand what's the machlokas. What's the machlokas that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Eini Yodea isn't Shtika Kehoda? Eini Yodea doesn't help us believe the Eid, and according to the Ramban and the Rashba, the Eini Yodea says that we should believe the Eid. If the Baalim says Eini Yodea, we do believe the Eid. Only if he's Mukhash, we don't believe the Eid. Now, in these two sugyas, in Gittin and in Kiddushin, we see the dinam of Eid Echad who's made keneged habailim al nechasev. However, the dinam of Eid Echad who's made keneged avrish is chazik bo isura, that has nothing to do with our sugya. That's a sugya, the beginning of Perek, Isha Rabbah. The dinam of Eid Echad against is chazik is a sugya and Isha Rabbah. Our sugya is when the person is made keneged habailim. So it comes out from the Shachin Kuf Chav Zayin Siv Katan Chav Aleph. So that even though in our case we're talking about Ischazek Etera, but this isn't considered that he's made neged Ischazek. like the Rashban, the Ramban say in the Sugya and Kiddushin, the Lekha Lamemor is Chazek Hetera. You can't say that there's a Cheskas Heter, because we don't say Cheskas Heter in any place. This is explained by Rabbi Chan in the Kofet Zeretz Niyavamis. Samach Zayin Sif Katan Aleph. Ayin Gamba Or Samech. Beperek Tes Milchas Ishus Halacha Yud. Ve'od. So it comes out from the two sugyas that if the Bailim are Makrish, he has no Ne'amanus. Unless it's biyado, unless the Eid Echad, it's biyado, shela Eid Echad. And if the Bailam are not Makrish, and then he is Naaman. And just as a Machlokas Rishonim, like we saw before, we require Shtika. Right? Rabbeinu Tam says we require Shtika. The Ramban and the Rashba says even just saying Eini Yodea is enough. But we see, according to both opinions, as long as there's no Hakrasha, it's fine. So we have to understand, what's the Yisod HaDin that by Eidus Eid Echad she connected HaBailim, Eidus Eid Echad against the Bailim, the Koach HaBailim is strong enough that the Eid Echad isn't Naaman. All the Bailim have to do is be Makrish, and the Eid Echad isn't Naaman. So that's what we'd like to explain. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we will start the Mahalach, and we will see Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Niflos mitoras Hashem. Bli neder be'ezer Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.